Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, tantalizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening. Wow. Welcome, everyone, to the LSO Treat Show. Happy Monday evening. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy, just happy. I miss each and every one of you. Wow, it seemed like it's been forever. But, you know, as time had it, you know, things were going on with the computer and working. I wasn't able to get to you every Monday, but we are back. I am back. The computer's back. Everybody is back. So get ready for an amazing 2 hours. I hope your day started with a smile, and I'm sure if it didn't, it will most definitely end with a smile. Why? Because you're hanging out with me. Who is me? Me is LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am an HBCU undergraduate as well as a master's summa cum laude graduate. And that's just some of the backbones of my educational, my LSO journey. I am Brooklyn's very own LSO, an author of 3 erotic published books and 1 inspirational book, with so much more on the horizon for LSO and the brand. And let's not forget, I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. You know about that, and you know about it so well. You are here today chilling with me. LSO combines fantasy, fiction, and confessions of someone's story. Well, let me rephrase. LSO exclamation point. Combines fantasy, fiction, look, see, already got it, friction, combines fantasy, fiction, and confession of someone's story. Would that be yours? Slightly raise your hand. Don't worry, but you know I see you, right? Uh-huh, yeah, it's okay, it's a safe space. The creative diversity in the writing captures you with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, and or a combination of both, an escape to pleasures beyond your imagination, introducing you to outside-of-the-box experiences in total liberty and being your authentic self. Here's where fantasies become your reality and without judgment. The erotic books are recipes that add spice for intimacy, romance, getting to know self, and any of your sexual desires, allowing you to express the sensuality of the words into your life, the freedom, bringing yourself to enjoy your fantasies and your alter egos. Learn your body, your likes, and how it makes you feel. You know, it's all fiction until you make it real. The inspiration book is to dig into self and be your best organically. You deserve yourself in happiness and in success. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can, and yes, I will. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, forgiveness, .. the trade-off to your peace. Now, you heard what I said, your peace, right? Not the other person's peace, your peace. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. And remember, a sponsor may be necessary. But don't worry, because, you know, LSO has the paddle and the whip in her collection. Also, send the condolences to everyone who lost a loved one during this time. Just know that we're sending prayers to you and for you and your family. We know it's difficult for many, but, you know, with God on your side and friends and here with us at Lawless Radio, we got you. We're here to send you some hugs, some love, some caring, some sharing, all that good stuff so that you know that you are not alone. Well, this evening topic is, got to go back up to this. This evening topic, again, is forgiveness, the trade-off to your peace. And we had, was what from your childhood do you cherish? A young lady put 12 noon prayer line with my mom and aunt, the family glue. And this particular person actually is my cousin who said that. And yes, every day, well, except Sundays, because Sundays, everyone was in church. But every day, 12 o'clock noon was prayer. At first, the parents would chat it up on the phone, and then they go right into prayer. And usually right after prayer, they'll hang up. Because my mom always said, after prayer, there's no talking after prayer. So you hang up. Another young lady put, being bill-free, not having to adult. Girl, if you can say that any louder. I was never one of those kids that was saying, oh, I can't wait till I grow up and I want to do blah, 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 blah. That wasn't me. But not having the responsibility of adulting, ooh-wee, just to go back to that childhood right there, that right there is more than enough. Another young lady put, playing outside with my friends on the block, we had a ball. You know what, that's so interesting because people don't play, well, not people, kids don't play out anymore. What they do, everything is on a computer. If you're not on a computer, then you're missing out with them. Nowadays, if you want to communicate with your kids or your relatives, you have to go on some form of social media in order to get their attention. I wanted to call one of my relatives, and their parents said, hit him up on IG. I'm like, why do I have to hit him up on IG when I have the telephone number and I'm calling the phone? But, you know, that's the way the technology is now, so either you get with it or you get left. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. So, LSO, what from your childhood? Did y'all hear that? I just cracked my ankle. What from your childhood do you cherish? I would say the love and care from family and friends, the genuine friendships developed while growing up, playing outside with friends. Oh, when I tell you that was the best. And, you know, when the streetlights came on, I usually had to come upstairs. So if one of the adults was downstairs, they would let my mom know that they're outside and they'll make sure I get upstairs safely. So my mom would either extend my time I'm outside or let me come up when they came up and they would bring me upstairs. And one of my favorites is City Kids, which I'm still a part of, which is a multicultural organization that gives to the community, gives back to the community, is where I learned to be, where I learned to act. I would say sing, but y'all know I can't sing. But, and that was one of the places where I really came in contact with all walks of life, from many different people, all cultures, all religions. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't see that in school, but I didn't see it as widely as I did with City Kids, because it was people from all walks of life, and I'm still friends with a lot of them now as well. So, Next question. How do you heal? How do you heal the child in you? How do you heal the child in you in your adult self? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put, I'm still trying to figure that out. And you know what? It's okay if you're still trying to figure it out, because the first thing, you need to actually figure out what's the trigger. What are you actually trying to heal? What is the problem? And a lot of people tend to believe that you can't go to therapy. But therapy works. Therapy is not for crazy people, as that stigma that society has. Therapy works if you need it, use it. And that once you figure out what that child needed at whatever age it was, you can begin to heal that child. And once you heal that child, the adult in you will be much better. Another young lady put, I really try. There are areas in my childhood that's hard to heal from. Quite naturally, there may have been some traumatic things in people's lives, but they say time heals, and that is a true statement. I'm not going to say it's not a true statement, but when they say time heals, time doesn't have a time of when it expires for it to heal. So in the midst of healing, enjoy and embrace the process of you getting self back by doing that. And it's best that you do it sooner rather than later, because that, with you not being healed from the child, from when you were a child, you then bring, I don't want to say garbage, but you tend to bring, or you possibly can bring, disruption to any relationship, be it a marriage, a friendship, even a relationship with yourself. So, you know, heal that inner child, whatever it may be, however traumatic it may be, step into the healing of it so that you can enjoy your adult life. A gentleman put, I'm not an expert, but why? Has been key in me understanding me. I think you have to find a way to go back to when that child in you was hurt, and be honest about what's happened and where, how it shows up in your life. Why are you angry when? Why do you doubt yourself? Why do you fear? Why do you automatically resort to this behavior? Asking myself why has been very helpful for me. And that is such a true statement. Looking into the mirror, introducing self, me, that is one of the questions there. And it gives you a whole space to write things out, and it gives you something underneath as well. Why is a continuous question until you complete the answer. And what I mean by that, you will continuously have the question why, until you can put the period at the end of it, of once you find out what that why is, or exclamation point, or close it out. But until you get closure, the why will always remain open and unknown. And that's up to you to figure out that why. And another gentleman put, you never really heal the child. You just have to learn what triggers the child to surface. Well, I slightly disagree, because the same way you can heal a wound, not saying the wound may not leave a scar, or that the wound doesn't look ugly, but the wound is actually healed, and the wound is healed from the inside out. So therefore, if you are trying to heal the child in you, if you go deeply rooted enough to get to trigger of whatever age it was, or whatever it was that actually happened, and begin working on that from the perspective of that child's voice, then you can begin to release some of that pressure and heal. And when you release that pressure, you can feel the weight of it coming off of you, but you got to put the work in order to do that. You don't just heal overnight. Even if you stick yourself with a safety pin, you know, you get that first piercing and it's like, oh, ow, and you may even bleed a little. And you can feel it healing. It don't heal overnight. It may heal immediately. I mean, not so much immediately. You can, after about a day or two, you no longer feel that pain. And that's the same with healing the child. And once you get to the root of it and you learn that trigger and you begin healing it and you release all of that weight off of you, then you can accept more things in your adult life. That's just my opinion. I'm not an adult. I mean, I'm sorry, I am an adult, but I'm not a therapist. But I find that works for me. Healing whatever it was that I've dealt with that put me in my feelings, that, you know, traveling forward, it tends to work for me. So, LSO, how do you heal the child in you? How do you heal the child in you in your adult self to acknowledge it? Because a lot of people are in denial that something is wrong. And maybe you're in denial because you don't know or you don't remember. Like, I'm going to say me. But I'm sure there's others out there that does the same thing, tend to put something so far on the back burner that you forget it's burning and the flame is still lit on it. If that's how far back you put it, where you remove it from existence until that trigger, and whatever that trigger is, and you're like, ah, and it just brings back all the memories of everything else. So if you acknowledge that there's something, whether you know it up front or not, acknowledging it, that's a good start right there. And if you need assistance, like I said before, therapy is there. Do not be afraid to use therapy. They have therapy for all sources of whatever it is you may need. And sometimes it's available for free. Yes, you heard me? Yeah, sometimes therapy is available for free. Actually, my nephew, I don't have his information visibly available, but he now just opened up his practice, and he have a 15-minute session for free. So if you're interested, he covers grief. What else? Oh, my gosh, I can't remember. But if you need some form of therapy, you're in need of looking for someone, you have a 15-minute session for free, and he can guide you to where you need to be. And if this is not for you, it's okay, because maybe maybe you're not opening up yourself. Because in order to get fullness out of the therapy, you got to be very vulnerable and you got to be very transparent. And if you are not, you're doing yourself a big disservice because you're not getting out of it what you should be. Just know this is my opinion and it's a safe space, and it's okay if you agree or it's okay if you don't agree. But as long as we respect each other on what our opinions are. Okay, next question. What advice will you give the youth? Can you give the youth? A gentleman put, get yourself a trade. Don't eat processed foods as much as you can avoid. Don't eat processed foods as much as you can. Avoid workout and save 10% of everything you make, and try to have kids after 30 years old, and most importantly, practice discipline. Well, the part that he said about get yourself a trade, I agree with that because college is not for everyone. Let me repeat that again. College is not for everyone. Some people, it may have been a struggle just to get out of high school. So, child is not college savvy. Save your money because college is too expensive for you to be going and not get anything out of it, and it turned out to be a waste. But getting yourself a skill, having a skill allows you to lay claim in something that you enjoy doing and or bring about a passion in you. So, you know, if your kids don't want to go to college, make sure that they get a gill or a good trade so that they're able to work and not necessarily work for someone. Work as an entrepreneur. Open up your own business. You know, a lot of things back when I don't want to say back when I was growing up, this happened, but it wasn't talked about as widely as it's being talked about now. Like, everything was about get a job. It's not necessarily about get a job. How about you being the boss and giving out jobs? We should speak more of that, our youth right now, because why not? You don't necessarily have to work for someone. Don't necessarily have to work for someone. How about you have people working for you? And running businesses is very easy right now. Just find your niche and what it is that you like, and voila, there you go. So, LSO, what advice will you give the youth? I would say live and enjoy your youth. A lot of kids, some by default, they have to grow up and for whatever the reasons. But if that's not your case, enjoy being a kid. Enjoy your youth. Enjoy the things that you do as a kid. Because once you become an adult, it's no longer like that. And one of the things is expenses, living on your own and paying bills. Enjoy that in your youthfulness right now when your parents take care of all of that. Because once you're on your own, that goes away, boo-boo. It's all you. And enjoy, when I say enjoy being a kid, enjoy the best part of enjoying is when you have no responsibilities. Your only responsibility is to go to school and get good grades. That's it. That's it. Well, I know that was it for me. All I had to do was go to school and get good grades. On open school night, my mom would just go up. Just to go up for my dad, my mom and dad, my family. Sometimes it was my whole family going up. But anyway, I always got a good report. The only bad thing, so to say, was my teacher said I write too small. That was it. But I tried practicing writing bigger, but it never did work, even till today. So I don't understand. But, you know, that was my only responsibility. So since that was my only responsibility, I made it work for me. Also, give them the advice of respect all people, especially your elders. Especially your elders. Now in this day and age, everything is accepted. And trust, it doesn't have to pertain to you. Or maybe against your religion, or maybe against your anything. You don't have to like it at all. But respect everyone for who they are, and that's it. That's all you owe them is respect, especially if they've done nothing to you. And keep it moving. And to teach them that chivalry is not dead. And they should practice it. Why? Because it's not dead. There's nothing wrong with opening up the door for a young lady. There's nothing wrong with open up the door for someone who can't open the door for themselves. There's nothing wrong with giving up your seat for someone who's pregnant or someone who's disabled or someone who's just blatantly tired. There's nothing wrong with that. So start practicing that, because the kids, they need that. Because now they have, like, the fellas are walking with their pants half their behind. And I'm like, where are you going? If you want to have your pants half your behind, you know what, you might as well just take your pants off and just walk in your underwear. That's just my personal opinion. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I don't want no man coming up to me with his pants half his behind, like, what, where are you going? No, we're not doing it. That's not the life I live, and that's not the life that I want the youth to live and think that it's okay. It's not okay. It's not cute. Now, for those who think it's okay and think it's cute, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But for me, it's not. I see we have some callers on, and I've been doing a lot of talking. I don't know if anybody would like to talk, but I'm going to call. I'm going to pick a number and bring you on. If you want to talk, feel free. If you don't have to say anything. But I would like to hear from you. What advice will you give the youth? The last four digits is 6411. If you don't want to talk, don't say anything, or say you don't want to talk. At least say that. Okay, 6411, I'm bringing you on live. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from. You on with LSO? Who am I speaking with?
This is Jay. It's been a minute since I've been on the show.
How are you, honey?
One step at a time.
That's all you can do, and we can't ask nothing more from you. So, what advice will you give the youth?
Well, with everything, I would give good advice to myself and make sure that you stop things before it gets worse, and don't let it continue. Don't continue holding on to the rope that is cutting away at your hand when you know it's time to let go.
Well, you know, sometimes do you really know when it's time to let go?
You do.
Because sometimes you don't know, or maybe you do, but you just don't want to face the fact that it's time for you to let it go.
But at the same time, the way I see it, you keep holding on because you're that much in love and trying to see an outcome come from it,
mm-hmm.
and you're blinded. But then after a while, mm-hmm. you know, are you really going to stick with that love that is hurt? Because, yeah, love hurts, but do you really want that to hurt?
Okay, now, is it fair to say love hurts? Because love isn't supposed to hurt. I don't think it's the love that hurts. I think it's the person should be giving the love, do not know how to give the love, and that's what hurts, not love itself. That's just my opinion. I'm, you know. So
no, and
what
you're
really you
better than your opinion to it.
Because love is not supposed to hurt. Love is supposed to be pleasurable. It's supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be all these good things, and then when it's not, then was it really love?
That's exactly true, too.
Just something to think about. Just something to think about. I don't know the answer to it, but I'm just saying. But, of course, I've been talking for a half an hour already, and my mouth is dry. I'm going to, Jay, thank you so much. Stay on for, if you can, stay on for the whole show. And
yes,
I'm going
ma'am.
To put you back on hold. I'm going to play some music, drink some water, drink water and mind my business. Al, what do I know about that? Drink water and mind my business. Yeah, that's what a lot of people need to do. Drink water and mind their business. But if you're too busy, somebody else's business, Meanwhile, in everybody else's business, their business is not being taken care of. So the next question I'm going to ask is, what from old parenting should continue, or we should bring it back? Go anywhere. I'm going to play some music and I'll be right back.
That you could hold me in your arms, try to forget it. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to say, had something to you. Baby, feel so alone. Baby, it's driving me. Remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get? Now it's just a vision. Oh, why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you, but no, I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings, but you will never know. Sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I ain't mean that. He's some sort of sus. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Oh, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still the same. But I'm still the same, still the same. I never have been to forever. You say things and things just become words. I said sorry.
Thank you.
Sunday morning. I just got some bad news. I gotta talk to my guy, 'cause it's people I knew. It's black on black and white on black and boys in blue. What I gotta do? What I gotta do?
I'm all right.
just like they said, everything is going to be all right. Trust and believe it will be all right. Just keep on hanging there. It's not the end of the world, at least not that I don't think it is, but I know we're nearing. But it will be all right. Just keep on. Sometimes I know it's hard and it gets difficult, but hold your head. You got this. And you have the Lawless Radio, LSO Tweet Show. You have us. We're in this together. We got you. Okay. When I left off with what from old parenting should continue and or come back. A gentleman put cut ass. A young lady put beating that ass. These young people are disrespectful. And a gentleman put chores. And it's so funny because that's one of the things that I said. Ass whipping. Excuse me, I had the hiccups. Well, I got beat once because I don't like to be hit. So if you talk to me, I will listen. I will. I will most definitely listen if you talk to me. So all you got to do is talk to me, or if you yell at me, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start bawling and crying like ain't no tomorrow. That's right. I said ain't no. Okay, ain't no not. Just give all the negatives. So, but nowadays, you can't discipline. And when I say ass whoopings, I mean like real discipline, not beating to hurt or scar or all that other stuff. But when we, growing up, got a beating, we know not to do that again. Or if we did it again, we know what was going to happen. Now, if you so much as roll your eyes at your child and they call 911 or tell a teacher or whatever the case may be, you going down. But then the same ones that you do not discipline are the same ones causing havoc. And they may be causing havoc in the streets, such as if you catch your child stealing something from the store, or picking it up because the child wants it. And, you know, sometimes kids, when they see it, they want it, they grab it. And you put it, you pop them on their hand and tell them no. And somebody's like, oh, don't do that. You shouldn't hit the kids and blah, 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 instead of just minding their business. But let your same child do that same thing and the cops catch them. It's a totally different story. Now, what makes it different? With the parent or the adult with the child, with them disciplining them by popping them and letting them know that you're not supposed to do that, the survival rate is much higher at the kids living. Whereas when it comes from authorities, you know, the rate of your child living has shrunk. And that's an unfortunate thing, but especially for children of color. And you don't even have to do anything. The rate shrinks. So bring back some real form of discipline for parenting, old parenting. Also, this time out and I'm going to count to 5 or 10 or whatever, that don't work. Ain't nobody got time to be counting to see, oh, I'm going to count. If you don't sit, and you know, you got to get it good. You got to pierce your lips and together and just let the tongue hit the back of your teeth and say a whole sentence in one word, and they better, and that'll check them immediately. But that's just me. Bring back learning to respect others, especially your elders. I've seen kids talk to their parents, I don't want to do that. No, falling out. And all. What if you don't get your blank, the boop, the bop, bap, boom up right now, right now? Teaching them to respect people around them. Another old parenting that should come back: family dining together, family having dinner together. It's bad enough families are away from each other majority of the day because parents work, kids are in school, then there's after school or there's a babysitter. Then by the time the family get together, it's in the evening time. So you have maybe about, let's say, 2 to 4 hours before now everyone is going into their room and going to bed. So bring back the family eating dinner together, family praying together, watching TV, reading the Bible, reading books to each other, family game night. Bring all of that back. That was so much fun. I can honestly say in my household growing up, we had everyone in the house got a week to lead the Our Father prayer. My mom would pray, and then after she prayed, everyone had a chance to lead the Our Father prayer for a whole week. And then the next week, you know, someone else get their opportunity to do that. Bring back prayer amongst family. And whatever it is you believe, if you don't believe in anything, then I guess prayer don't work for you. But so then y'all just sit and have dinner together and play games. But bring back the family time and that old parenting right there. It should awaken some structure. Oh, and by the way, somebody else put chores. That is so true. A lot of kids don't have chores. Well, I can say, I'm trying to think when I was growing up, did I have chores? No, I really didn't have chores. But if my mom asked me to do something or my dad asked me to do something, I did it. So it wasn't so much of a chore outside of keeping my room clean. But that's like a given. You get up, first thing you do, when you get up, you make your bed. You go in the bathroom, wash your face and brush your teeth. And before you come into the kitchen or, you know, if you're going to go further, wash face, brush your teeth, take your bath or take your shower or whatever. And before you come in the kitchen, you can't go into your refrigerator. Can't go into the refrigerator from the bed. Whereas now kids just get up, wake up, yawn, stretch, scratch their balls, sniff in between their toes, and go straight in your refrigerator. What? First of all, as I've gotten older in my teenage years, I can go into my refrigerator without asking permission. And these are some of the parenting skills that need to come back. So kids need to understand that, you know, this is what it's like. You just don't go in people's refrigerators. Or the main thing, oh my gracious, to go in my mother's pot. What? You must be lost your blue. If you was to open up her pot and she didn't tell you to, like, check whatever it was she was cooking, oh, she would lose her ever-blazing mind. And especially if you come in from off the street and you go into her pot or you go into her refrigerator. Everything was her, even though it was everyone's in the house, but it belonged to mommy. And yes, daddy is there, but it's still mommy and daddy. Daddy agrees. Whatever mommy's saying, daddy agrees. You always say, what did mama say? I'm like, daddy, but I didn't go to mommy yet. I'm asking you, whatever she's saying. Okay, mommy said, yeah. Okay, then I'm saying, yeah. I said, mommy, I ain't talk to mommy. So, you know, but you need to bring back some of those old parenting. And that right there will help to instill in the youth now, because a lot of them fortunate, and I can honestly say I enjoyed having a curfew when it was time for me to come in the house. I enjoyed our family time. On the weekends, we would go over to the south side, as we called it, but that was the other side, and I get to play with my cousins. I enjoyed I'm not being around, and it's funny now. I have a lot of male friends, but growing up, like even if they were my cousins, if all the boys was in the room playing, I couldn't be in there with all the boys in the room playing. Even though I was a girly tomboy, I would play sports in shoes and a pocketbook. I know. That was just me. But I couldn't, I couldn't be in the room with them. But then later on, as I've gotten older, I was able to, you know, hang out with all of my cousins. And if you can ask any one of my younger cousins now, I used to beat them. Don't ask me why. It was like I was a parent of them because I guess it took me so long to go to be able to go in the room and hang out with all the fellas that everybody had to listen to me and me only. But, you know, those are some of the things I would bring back. Okay. When does or should maturity set in? No one in the group actually answered this question. So, LSO, when does or should maturity set in? Now, this is a struggle with this one because I don't know. But I will say maybe the process should begin during puberty. Now, I would say that for back when you know, you little girls, young girls came into puberty at 13, you know, you should start maturing now because now there are certain ways that you have to care for yourself because, you know, some things is happening in your life. And for the boys, you know, they have their little dreams or whatever. And now they need to, you know, take accountability for things that are going on. But now they're getting their menses and they're getting their count on at as young as 7 and 8. So I don't think that's the maturity time because they're too young to know anything about maturity. But I think when you start branching out and learning and coming into yourself, you need to begin to let maturity set in, however it may be. But when that body starts changing, voice starts changing, and you start learning about yourself, you need to start shifting your growth, so to say, to leave one stage of your life and start getting ready to start enter into the other. Now, just because you're maturing does not mean that you still can't be a kid. It just means certain things you're no longer going to do because you're maturing and you're doing other things, but yet still being a kid. So it's okay. It is A-O-K. The real time for you to mature is when you leave for college or you leave your parents' nest. Let it begin at that point. I can tell you when I left for college, it was like the light went off like bling. Everything was like, oh my gosh, this is real. Responsibilities set in immediately. Maturity set in immediately. No one is going to tell me to get up and go to class. No one is going to tell me not to hang out because I got to get up in the morning and go to class. No one is going to tell me I need to study. No one is going to fix my school. Maturity and experience hits you immediately. When I tell you, when you go away to college or when you move out on your own, there's no one there to make sure that you're up. And in my household, my brother would cook for me. He would iron my clothes. He would wash my clothes. I know some of y'all probably were like, what? Yes, my brother did all of that. I didn't have to do anything. All I had to do was lay my clothes out for the night, lay my clothes out before I go to bed. And when I get up in the morning, my brother already ironed my clothes and they're on my bed or they're on the chair waiting for me once I come out the shower. I didn't have to wash my clothes. I just had to have my clothes in the pile or my dirty clothes in the pile and possibly sort them out. And my brother would do my laundry for me and fold them up and give it to me. Yes, he did. So I have. But I'm still respectful, and I know how to do all these things just the same for myself. So even in the midst of my brother doing it for me, he also showed me how to do it. So I'm just saying. But when I went to college and it set in that I don't have my big brother there no more, and I have to do my laundry, I have to have the money to make sure I do my laundry, I have to make sure I get up when my alarm clock goes off. I, with living in a dorm and, you know, not knowing everyone's schedule, know I have to get up and get it moving. Oh, yeah. Maturity set in, and it has not left. And that was some years ago. So, yeah. When it set in, you'll know. And you'll respect it. If not, life has a way of making you when you don't. Next question. Have you seen growth in yourself, and explain? Well, a gentleman in the group put absolutely, all capital letters, exclamation point. Patience and foresight have increased a bit. My awareness has also increased tremendously. I don't know if anybody on the line would like to speak in reference to that, this question, if you would like to text me and let me know, but I'm going to speak on it. LSO, have you seen growth in yourself? And explain. And I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say every day I see growth in myself. I'm better in myself from the day before. Of course, you know, there's some things I still need to work on, but that's okay. I acknowledge that, and I'm fully aware of there are things I need to work on. But no one is perfect. Only one person I know is perfect, and that's God himself. Other than that, no one else is perfect. So therefore, in living, I have the right to get it wrong, but I also have the right to correct the wrong and learn from the wrong, learn the lesson so that I don't do it again. And sometimes when I believe when you don't learn your lesson, that same incident is going to continuously repeat itself. And that's just to prove to you that you need to get it right. And that's like going down the every single time, like choosing the same person or not choosing someone. You know, pay attention. Like Maya Angelou said it the best. When they show you who they are, believe them. Stop trying to change people and make people be who you need them to be for you. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. So have I seen growth in myself? Yes, indeed. I'm patient than I was before. I still have a long way to go. But I see that in myself. I see how I respond to people. I used to just spaz out immediately. Now I may think about before I spaz out. And the first thought is, who got the bail money to get me out? Because I don't want to be in there no more than 2 hours. Don't even let them process me before someone is coming to get me out. Now, that's bad. That's funny, though, but that's bad. I've seen my growth educationally, how I, you know, went on to higher education and pursued a degree. I was thinking about getting another one, but I was like, I'm tired of getting degrees. These companies now don't particularly care about it. They say they want it, but they really don't. But then as an entrepreneur, what will an additional degree get me as an entrepreneur? So that's something to keep in mind. But right now my brain is tired. My last stunt of college for my master's, you know, that, I mean, 3.9 is a lot on the brain. 3.9. So I'm good. I can make do with living in my passion on my journey with the masters. I'm good. So have I seen the growth? I have. And guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to grow some more. Ta-da! You see, if God's will, I will be growing again tomorrow. And that's the good thing about growth. You get to do it as often as you allow yourself to grow. Simple. Simple. There's no need to be stagnant. Now, sometimes you're stagnant for a moment because you got to get your bearings together because you may have been thrown off course or, you know, but that's okay. In life is not a straight road. I can tell you that. It's not a straight road. You're going to go through some detours. You're going to go through some curves, some valleys, some hills. You're going to have to learn how to swim through some waters. It's going to be trials and tribulations, but during that time, you should be growing through it all. And if you're not, then it's possibly something is not right. Not always, but it's a possibility that something is not right. But, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how it is. I have to play some music. So I'm going to play some music, and when I come back, we're going to jump right into this question. What changes of self-improvement open your eyes? That's a good one. I got to think on this one because, you know, I answer the question just like you, and nobody in the group answered this question. So when I come back, I'm coming to the lines because somebody going to tell me something. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh, baby, don't let your past men define you, because we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh, no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating stream, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reed stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy. Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I
see that she sees that I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said you would need to pay close for.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on was his weakness.
He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness.
On the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs,
put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
So next level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call a doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Nay, you crazy for this one here.
Destined to be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Mahal.
big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. Don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like top tie, I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. They them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap on.
This one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night creeping with any other girl. Cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wayne. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever have, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy road.
eraser. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know what you're gonna say. My cousin did. What I tell you about that singing? Whatever. I'm singing. Okay. I left you off with this question. What changes of self-improvement opened your eyes? I believe that's the one. Yeah. What changes of self-improvement opened your eyes? Well. Let's see. In the group, no one answered the question, so I'm going to go straight to LSL. LSL, what changes of self-improvement opened your eyes? And I'm going to say the main one is saying no. No is a complete sentence. You can add a period, exclamation point, dot, 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 or you can leave it as is. It's a complete sentence. Justification. You don't have to justify why you're saying no. No is just that. Bam. No. Statement, a complete sentence, quote, whatever. No. So, next question. What has 2023 taught you about yourself? Excuse me. A young lady put, 2023 has taught me resilience, that I am stronger than I give myself credit and continues to show me I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Girl, when I tell you that resilience part, and I don't even ask that question anymore. How much more can I take? Because I don't even want that question out in the atmosphere. It's just now, whatever it is, thy will be done. And God grant me the strength to do it. That's it. A gentleman put, love don't mean shit to some people. And people use the word so loosely. They use it for everything. And so loosely, and it's like, and there's no meaning behind it. So when there's no meaning behind it, of course you're going to get the smaller end of the stick. What else can you get? There's nothing else there. Another young lady put, tomorrow not promised. I used to say tomorrow is not promised. Now I say the rest of today is not promised. Why? Because here today, gone today. A young lady put, God is in control and obedience is necessary. Oh, so true, so true. Another young lady put, flex is when I don't allow people to take me back to the level that I already leveled up from. I don't have to match energy with energy. I have the fruit of the spirit. Self-control, work in progress. Don't try me. Try Jesus. Well. You know, I've recently started saying, I'm not giving you the same energy that you give me. Because if I'm giving you that energy you're giving me and that energy you're giving me is negative, that means you now put me in a negative state. Stop. I'm not doing that. Now, I'm giving you the energy that can give you based on what it is that you did. That's it. Or I can just ignore you. It's okay to ignore someone or not accept anything, unlike you. It is perfectly okay. So, LSO, what has 2023 taught you about yourself? Again, it is okay. And that's one of my things. I'm like, okay. Or I'll say, it's a strong no. I don't have to be everywhere all the time. I don't. And sometimes it's a blessing not to be invited. Before I used, oh, well, nobody told me. Okay, it's fine. It's a blessing that I'm not invited. And I'm not for everyone, and I don't have to fit in. I don't have to fit into the box that you categorize people in for you, or I don't have to fit in to be a part of your whatever. I don't. I was made to stand out. So, you know, why do I need to fit in whatever little box you got going on? And stop accepting things when I know it's not for me. You know, I would just go along to get along. No, not doing that anymore. That's a strong no. Mm-mm. Can't do it because I'm setting myself back by doing that. So in order not to set myself back, I just won't do it anymore. If I see it's not right from the giddy up, stopping it, pump the brakes, not doing it. Okay, is your cup half empty or half? Well, nobody answered that question. So I'm going to say, LSO, is your cup half empty or half full? And I'm going to say my cup is, I used to say my cup is half empty. And the reason why I did that, because that leaves room for disappointment or not being disappointed. Well, now I changed the narrative of that. And in changing the narrative of that, I set the tone for what it is I needed to be for me. So now it's half full. Even if I don't see the outcome of it, it's half full. Even though I'm in the dark and the tunnel, just because I'm in the dark and the tunnel, that one more step may bring me out the tunnel into the light. But I won't know if I don't take that step. So now I'm reveling in half full, and that works better for me now. So if you're still thinking half empty, change the narrative and watch how things work. Watch how things work in your favor. In the group, I asked the next question. I'm trying. Okay, how can you challenge yourself to level up? Well, the gentleman put, get in an environment where you are excited to be in, but outmatched and underqualified to be in or damn near every level. The feeling of inferiority will keep you humble and open to learning. Being excited will keep you coming back for growth. So, LSO, how can you challenge yourself to leveling up? Don't go in thinking you know it, or whether you know it or not, there's more ways to skin a cat. So I can go in knowing every single thing that you're discussing or talking about, but you may explain it differently and open up my eyes to a different variation or a different variant of the same exact thing that I walk in knowing. And everyone you can learn from, and know what that learning or know when that learning is. So, and not everyone can teach. Did y'all hear me say that? Not everyone can teach or is a good teacher. So be mindful of the lessons that you are learning for some people who are teaching. And for me, I call myself a teacher or a leader rather, but I like to lead from behind. And the reason why is because I need to push you or give you that extra oomph when you get tired and weary or when you feel like you can't do it no more. That's the type of leader I am. I'm behind you, pushing you on, egging you on, letting you know that, yes, you can. You can do this. Whereas if I was in front of you leading, I can't see if you get weary because you're behind me. So I can't see that. But if I'm behind you and I see you get weary, I'm right there. Bam, I'm right here. I got you. I'm supporting you. I got your back. I'm guiding you. So how can LSO challenge herself to level up? Keep doing what I'm doing. Step out on faith. I don't know all the answers. I don't know. Now, hell, I may not even know any of the answers. But what I do know is the God that I serve has all the answers. And he already knows what's going to happen before the foundation of the earth. So I'm in good hands. But this time it's not with all faith. So voila, there you go. let me go. See, this thing is out of order. Okay, the next question. What values are most important to you? And a group can put loyalty, another gentleman put cleanliness. What values are important to me? Trust, honesty, dependable. I value those things because I give it as well as I want to receive it. Okay, that's me. If you achieved all of your goals today, what would you do tomorrow? A young lady put, set some new ones, another one. A gentleman set new ones. A gentleman get bigger goals started. So, LSO, you achieved all your goals today. What would you do tomorrow? I will enjoy that I accomplished those goals. Never forget to pat yourself on the back. Never forget to do that because we tend to forget to praise ourselves. Stop looking for others to give us the high five or the good job or way to go. Clap for yourself. Start clapping for yourself and make yourself feel good from the clapping. You know, stop waiting for others to do that for you. It's okay. Thank you. You did it. Thank you. Okay, now what? I'm just saying. Okay, what have you left in 2023? Wow, a lot of stuff here. A young lady put, the same love as of the new year. Nothing changed for me. I love my family every year and praying for good health and touch my parents. A gentleman, I left my wife that I was with 14 years in 2023. Done being cheated on 5 times is enough. A young lady, I left worrying behind and give it to Jesus because that's who is in charge. I also chose to leave behind doubt and pick up some confidence and courage. Another young lady put not enough. Oh, well then, you know, you better get to leaving some other stuff. It's not too late. So, LSO, what have you left behind in 2023? I can say I left behind some friendships. Everyone is not meant to travel on my journey. I left behind some fake relationships. I left behind being told no. Because before I would get upset when I'm told no. But that no just may have been the right yes for something else. And I don't know why the no came. Before I used to get upset. Now I left that behind. You can tell me no, and I'm like, okay, thank you. So because I was told no because I wanted X, Y, and Z, or I needed to do X, Y, and Z, how can I change the narrative of that so next time I won't be told no? Or hell, how can I go around that no that they told me? Because apparently they don't understand who I am. So let me go around that no and make it right for me, and I make my own yes. Because you don't want me to sit at your table don't mean I can't sit at a table. Hell, I'll build a whole house and put plenty of tables in the house. So I'm right here. It says, forgiveness is for self. Have you forgiven yourself? Now, just because the question of have you forgiven yourself doesn't necessarily mean you did something wrong. You could have been doing it. Everything right, but giving everything right to the wrong person or to the wrong thing or to the wrong place. So just because you say, okay, I don't need to forgive myself because I didn't do anything. Well, you participated somehow, and it's okay that you participated in it, even unbeknownst to you when you participated in it. It's okay. So you know what? Forgive yourself and move on. So a gentleman put, not really. I'm on this. It's my fault. I should have known better. In my opinion, that's not a good route to take, because now you're taking on that negativity, and it may not necessarily have been your fault. Just take accountability and the responsibility of the part that you played in whatever it was. Take on the whole burden of the situation, because certain situations, multiple people or multiple things was involved and not just you. So just take the accountability of your portion of it, and that's it. So just saying it's my fault just to shut someone up or keep the peace, no, it's not my fault. I didn't tell you to do X, Y, and Z. Or I did tell you to do X, Y, and Z, and you didn't. And now A, B, C happened, and it didn't happen in order. It happened B, A, C. Who fault is that? I told you A, B, C. And the gentleman put, I'm starting one step at a time. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Stop trying to jump. It's okay to walk. My thing is, the destination is the destination. Is if the destination is to get to California, and you decide you want to drive, and I decide I want to fly, we both get into California. I just get a little bit before you, because you decided to drive. But in you driving, you may have stopped off to see some family that you haven't seen in a long time. You picked some flowers from somewhere. You stopped and you met some people, and you exchanged information, and that can be something that branches out into something bigger. But we both made it to California. So don't rush the process. Don't rush the process. One step at a time, it truly works. Another young lady put, heck yeah, because I am not perfect, and I know that I'm doing the best I can. I keep an open mind and a heart, because there's always room for improvement. It sure is. There's always room for improvement. That's if you accept the improvement. Now, if someone calls you out on something and you don't acknowledge it, then you're not improving. We tend to believe what we're doing all the time is always right, when a lot of times it is. But when it's not right, accept the criticism and make better. It's okay not to be right. When you're not right, that's your opportunity to grow. You can't grow if you write all the time. What else is there for you to do? You write. No, where do you learn if you're right all the time? You learn when you're wrong. But, you know, that's just me. That's just me and my opinion. So, LSO, forgiveness is for self, and have you forgiven yourself? And I'm going to say, yes, I have, and I continuously give myself grace. That's the key thing. Give yourself grace. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Allow yourself to make errors. Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to fall. The key thing is to get back up and get back up, come back stronger, or come back fighting. Come back with a vengeance. Come back with a totally different vibe. It's okay. And I cannot control others, but I can control how I respond to them. Now, sometimes people want to take you out of character. Trust and believe. I know that. And sometimes they come at you raw, and you don't know how to respond or what to respond to or what to do. But you know what? Don't let no one take you where you don't want to go. Said than done. I know that. Easier said than done. But it's doable. Excuse me. So, voila. Now, last question for this evening before we begin closing out. And I've been doing a lot of talking tonight. My throat just feels so dry and raw. Travel down memory lane for a moment. What are some of your highlights in memory lane of 2023? No one in a group answered that question, so I'm going to proceed to answer. What are some of my highlights? I'm going to say I'm back to acting. I also went for the movie premiere, and I got the phone call tonight saying that I need to come back because I need to do some other parts, as, you know, the moving pieces are moving. So I have to make arrangements to do that. I can also say spending time with my brother and my niece during the holidays. I'm not going to say I didn't realize how much I missed my brother, because I always miss him even when he's getting on my nerves. But, you know, that's what siblings do. But we had so much fun. And I spoke to my brother every day that he was here. And now his little ragamonkey behind is back home, and he don't know how to speak to me every day like he was speaking to me every day when we was here. And I enjoyed teasing him because my brother can eat. Oh, my gracious. I knew he could eat, but he could eat. Yeah. I enjoyed going to my other home, which I'm not going to tell y'all where it is because then y'all going to try to follow me there. But by way of, y'all like that, right? L. I enjoy going to my cousin's house. It's so free and relaxing. I have my own room. They cook all the time, and I get to eat. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, that's the foodie in me that comes out. And it was unfortunate that during the holiday we wasn't able to come with my brother so he can eat them out, all of their freezers and refrigerators, because he can eat. But that's okay. Another highlight was my homecoming. I actually enjoyed going to my homecoming. I have such a good time. You see so many people. You get to do so many things. I kid you not, this time was a little different when I went to homecoming because I went down to meet my roommate from college, and then she and I with her husband and a butterfly of ours, we all went down to homecoming. And when I say everything was bam, 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 then I'm back on a flight coming back to New York, literally. Once we get down there, we went straight. We got off the road and went straight to a party. Went to the hotel, checked in, showered, changed clothes, went to dinner, went to a party. Woke up the next day, went on a yard, did the, you know, homecoming stuff. Well, not all the homecoming stuff, meaning just walk around the yard and talk trash and whatever. And then leave the yard and go to a party. When I tell you I partied so hard that particular party, I had on faux. The faux was soaked and wet, okay? And the DJ, I think Casper, didn't give us the opportunity to dry off. I just stayed sweating. So I had a good time. And then we left there. We went back enough to catch a couple of Z's asleep, shit, shower, shave, get up in the morning, travel back to the airport and back home. Tell you, I was so exhausted, man. But you know what? I can't wait to do it again. Can't wait to do it again. So some of my experiences I love over and over and over again. I just get a text message with J-Lo standing up clapping. My niece loves that emoji. Every chance she gets, she sends you that emoji. So if you actually call her crying and you're upset about something and she sends you that emoji, no hard feelings. She just loves that emoji. But, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's been real coming back. I know it's been a minute, but you know what? That's okay. We're back in business. I'm looking to do, excuse me, a WAP, which is Women All panel. So if you're interested in being a part of that panel, let me know. We see how we can work things out. So I'm looking to do also AMP, which is an all-men panel. I'm looking to do that again as well. Or if you have something coming up and you want to be a guest on a show, let me know. We can see how we can work this out. So I'm going to give my birthday shout-outs. So I'm going to say happy birthday to all those we missed when we didn't have a show. So like the latter part of November and all of December, happy birthday to each and every one of you. I think we got in one November and we got in some birthdays. But this week's birthdays, we're going to say happy birthday Nino, Samantha, Cherie, Bruce, Jermaine, Chester, Sue, Mario, Ife, and Toshin. Happy birthday to each of you, whether your birthday passed on this week already or that it's coming to enjoy or continue enjoying. Who says you have to enjoy your birthday just on the day you were born? Well, that don't apply to me, but I'm just saying. We're going to say congratulations to all of those who have graduated, all of those who have stepped up, came out of their shell, and was like, I am here, see me. We're going to say congratulations to those who may have had weddings, anniversaries, they got engaged, whatever. Congratulations to you. We're going to also send condolences to all of those who may have lost a loved one during the holidays or even before or even now. We extending our condolences to you. Also, don't forget, y'all, to pray for our military. because they're in the forefront every day. They're the ones who give us the free and our freedom. We think freedom is given. No, freedom is not given. They're on the forefront working to make sure we have that freedom. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. And if you would like to do a live show, let me know. We can make this happen. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or anniversary or something that you're celebrating so that you can get a shout out on your special day. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, and encouragement. You rock. If nobody told you that, let me tell you. Remember to tell a friend so they can listen in as well. We have good conversations. And also invite them to be in the group as well. Remember the LSO. Remember, LSO will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. The show's coming up. If you have any show ideas or something that you want to talk about or afraid to talk about, let me know. And we can talk about it on the show. And if you want, you can be a guest, too. Or if you just want the topic so you can get some information, that can work, too. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And you can give them your feedback if you're in a Lawless Radio LSO Tweet Show group. You can give your feedback. Sometimes they do respond back. Let's show our support for one another. Let's patronize one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingslso.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, LSO Truth. Order your autographed copy of any book or any of my merchandise. You can go through my website or you can contact me directly. VE have bookings opening. So if you want your bookings, if you want some good catered food, reach out to them. Or if you don't know their information, reach out to me and I'll get you their information. But you can follow them on Instagram at Virtuous Eatery. And also, I'm contracted with JJNR718. You can follow him on Instagram as well. And you can get all paraphernalia made, whatever you think about. And, you know, LSO always thinking outside the box. She always wants something different. But that's okay. Because the creative mind just gets to working, and you know what? I get exactly what I want, and sometimes it's totally outside the box. Also, don't forget Ladypreneur. She's a counselor in the sexual arena. And also, when people think of toys, they automatically think of, oh, it's sexual, it's this, that, and the third. But toys can be a savior. It really, really can be a savior. And products that keep you from the divorce court. We always laugh and joke about that. But the truth is, she's telling the truth. So don't think by adding a toy into the relationship that it's cheating or something different. No. Listen, she'll keep you from divorce court as well as my books. Follow my books. That'll keep you happy all day. Also, there's a New Year's pop-up. It's at Ian's Event Venue, and that's at 93 Avenue. There you're going to find Love Winks, which is from Ladypreneur, and some other entrepreneurs there. So if you have time, come out this Saturday. I mean, not this Saturday. Next Saturday, January 20th from 1:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. They have a bunch of vendors there, and they have a lot of things going on. So come out and support. Or better yet, come out and patronize. Ladypreneur will be there, so you get the opportunity to meet her as well as be introduced to her product. And it's something for everyone. And she also have, y'all, look, she have lingerie. Oh, when I tell you the lingerie is to die for, yeah, you may want to die for it, but then wake up so you can wear it and rock it. So, and the lingerie goes up to for everyone. I mean, there's people there with jewelry. So, you know, be sure to, if you're not busy on January 20th, right? Yes, January 20th from 1:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's 936 Atlantic Avenue, and that's in Brooklyn, New York. If you need more information, you can call, you can call 346, I'm thinking that should have been 347, 292-8046. Better yet, if you need more information, contact me, and I'll get you in contact with the right person, because I don't think that may be a little typo. But anyway, in closure for this evening, it's always a pleasure spending my Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. Thank you for those who came on and talked, and thank you for those who stayed to the end listening to me talk. But we were talking together. I felt like we was in conversation, so don't worry about it. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo topics, educational, and more in conversation. Like I said earlier, if there's something you want to talk about, hit me up and let me know, and we'll make it happen. I hope you enjoyed these past 5.5 years. Ooh, yes, 5.5 years. Come June will be 6 years. LSO had a talk show thus far, and we'll continue on our radio journey, or my radio journey. Excuse me. Vanessa, I'm hiccuping and head jerking back. Yeah, There will always be enlightening and strengthening in each and every show while we get into each other's business. That's what we do. That's how we help each other as well. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you were left with something to think about on the topic, forgiveness, the trade-off to your peace. Now, some pieces of advice. This is just my pieces of advice I'm extending to you. Forgiveness is for self. Therefore, forgive yourself for what you knew and give yourself grace for what you did not. Forgive to get your peace, not anybody else's, yours. Put you first always and love on yourself. I'm not going to say I never really understood, because I understood it, but I just didn't practice it. But now I'm practicing it. When you're on the plane, they tell you to put your mask on first. Even though there's someone next to you may need you, put your mask on first, and then you put theirs on. And the reason behind that is you're no good to anyone if you're no good to yourself first. Also, you are worthy. Manifest what you desire. Do not shortchange yourself. And don't waste time on grudges. Let it go. Let it go. And think outside the box. Hell, don't even put your thoughts in a box. Put it wherever you need it to be. And it is perfectly okay to remove people off of your journey, especially the ones that interrupt your peace, mental health, and vision. And yes, sometimes that may not just be a friend. That may be a relative. That may be someone very, very, very close and dear to you. But it's okay when their time has run the course. It's okay. This is your journey, your passion, and not everyone is privy to it. And not everyone should have access to you. 2024, cut off that access. I was talking to my cousin before, and I can't think of exactly how I said it, but it was something about don't burn the bridge and then try to swim back over. Stop it. We're not doing that. Walk in giving yourself grace as you deserve it. And it's perfectly okay at any time in your journey to revise and redirect. Your vision may call for some changes. And note, a change or a detour is not negative. It may just very well be beneficial to all of your dreams, but you got to be accepting of it and willing to follow through. Learn the lesson in the change in the direction. This applies to you, and especially you and me as well. We get every day to live and one time to die. Nothing is promised to any of us, so enjoy living while you can and take living by storm. Do any and all things you think to do without hesitation or regret. Expand your desires, your visions, your passion, and enjoy the pleasure that it brings you. Every day you wake up, you get the chance to do it all over again, and it's very precious. Live happily in every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not a piece of just because. Know that you are worthy and you deserve it. Know that you matter. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO would like to thank each of you for tuning into the show and hanging out for 2 hours with me in conversation. You could have been anywhere else, but you know what? You was right here, and I thank you. You are invited to continue on this radio journey each and every Monday, and don't forget to pay it forward. Your candle will not dull by lighting someone else's candle. If God's will, I'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful. Yours in sweetness, LSO. My hashtag, LSO Journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Have a good night, everyone.